Barney Breen goal to win games, I suppose, disappointments in the end. That's probably what pushed Clonmel over the line.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I suppose that second one, especially at the very beginning of the second half, was a sucker punch for us. It's something we very much didn't need. We thought we were still in the game at half-time, albeit playing against the wind. But, you know, the way we play, that doesn't really matter too much, playing with or against the wind. So we felt coming in 2 points down at half-time, we're still in very much of a chance. But that was a killer, you know, at the very, very start of the second half, and something that we didn't really recover from, really, like, you know.
Clonmel Commercials are a team that could go far now based on that result. Some great players, but I suppose a perennial question remains, when are a team from London going to break this barrier and get into an AIB All-Ireland Club Senior Football semi-final?
Well, listen, as you say, Clonmel are a top side. Any team that wins a provincial championship are a top side. And, you know, I suppose this, you know, the odds are always stacked against London teams for several reasons. One would be, I suppose, we're not playing quality opposition enough that, you know, the run into the game, Clonmel would have had some quality games leading up to, you know, we were very lucky that our domestic championship was delayed. So, but, you know, even cast your mind back to last year, with 15-week turnaround, we'd very little build-up. So that leads to a distinct disadvantage. Also, the fact that, you know, I suppose maybe suggestion would be that we enter into a provincial championship from the first stage. Then it gives you an opportunity. But however, listen, that's we gotta look at wounds, have a look at it again next year, and, you know, take it as another year.
A lot of cards today from both sides, red, black, yellow, of all colours.
Yeah, well, that's just signs it was an intense game, and, you know, there was no give and take on either side, and you know, listen, that's, you know, but I still don't think it was a dirty game. It wasn't an ill foul game. But that's what happened. Same as our county final, there was four blacks and a couple of yellows as well. Like, you know, and yeah, it wasn't. But that's the way the game has gone these days. It's all about fine lines now, and, you know, the tackles are taken to the limit. And I thought the referee did excellent out there today, though.
While Clonmel's next game is an All Ireland semi final against Ballyboden in February, your first game in 2016 could come a lot closer than that because of the fact that there's such a turnover of players in London that, you know, in order for players to play for London, you have to play for your club in Championship first.
That's true, yeah, that's true. I think that's gone next year, I believe it's gone, I'm not too sure, I think it's gone. So, but that, you know, listen, that's the way, that doesn't matter too much to us as a club. What we'll be doing is having a good break over the Christmas, gather up around January, February, prior to the league starting, and then sit down and set out our stall for the year then. And as you say, probably we will have new players next year. That we always keep, one good thing about London football is we keep refreshing, you know, so next year we tend to be everybody strong, but we also want to try and keep every player that we have as well at the same time.
Just to delve a bit more into the game and a couple of player performances, although Clonmel looked quite comfortable winners in the end, your defence was under pressure at times and they stood up quite well, I thought, also.
Yeah, listen, you know, as I say, you're playing against provincial champions, and therefore, you know, the ball has been in, the quality of the ball is a lot better. The quality of forward that you're marking is a first touch game, really. And our lads had to be, you know, and they were under the cosh, no doubt about it, they were under the cosh for a lot of the game. But I thought, I have to tip my hat off to all the guys today. I thought they were all fantastic. When we look back in a couple of weeks' time and saying we competed with a team that's, you know, the team that's capable of winning All-Ireland Club Final, then as Corfin last year, then you're up against the Muxham, and, you know, that's where you want to be, and you can't really beat it, like, you know.
Do you see it's pretty open now, the semi-finals, of course, from Mel against Ballyboden, and with Castlebar Mitchells involved in the other semi-final against the perennial Cross McGlen?
Yeah, listen, it's open, I can't really call it, you know, looking at them, I think Clonmel have a great chance. Ballyboden come in through, you know, but all of a sudden the pressure's going to be on Ballyboden again. I thought Clonmel passed a stiff test today. The show that they were up for today, they could very easily not been up for it. They could very easily have, you know, carried on their celebrations, but they didn't. So their feet are firmly on the ground, and I think they'll go places, that team.